Hi, welcome to another Simple Step here on the Blended Family Coaching Show. Decision-making as a team requires partnership, and sometimes partnership can be challenging to create when it comes to all the decisions that need to be made around parenting or dealing with a former spouse. Early on in our marriage, I didn't do this very well. I'd been a single parent for several years, and I was used to just making decisions when they needed to be made. I didn't have to consult anyone. I was kind of on my own. But when Mike entered the scene, he had opinions and ideas about all kinds of decisions that needed to be made. Now, it seems like he was butting in with his perspective all the time. And what I really wanted him to do was butt out and just let me handle it. I mean, I've been doing this for years. I know how to negotiate with my ex and how to parent my daughter, right? Well, after a while, we both started realizing that the way we were navigating all the essential and the non-essential decisions in our blended family was not working. Instead of building partnership, we were pulling farther apart and digging our heels in on our individual perspectives. Now, the truth is, building partnership in those difficult decision moments can be complex and confusing. But in the early years, we discovered two simple things that really kickstarted our ability to genuinely become partners. First, Mike discovered the value of asking permission. You see, in the first couple of years, whenever he wanted to share his perspective about something like parenting, he would gruffly jump right in and tell me what he thought needed to happen. And sometimes he'd do that right in the moment when I was already stressed. But somewhere along the way, Mike began to change his approach. Rather than jumping right into the heat of the moment, he began to wait. He would let a little bit of time pass, sometimes a couple of hours or sometimes even a whole day. And then he would approach me with a calm demeanor and say something like, "Hey, honey, I noticed last night that Annika was treating you really disrespectfully and it didn't go very well. I'm wondering if you're in a place where we can talk about that together." And you know what? That made a huge difference for me. Mike wasn't just butting in. He genuinely wanted to have a collaborative conversation and he wasn't forcing that conversation right there in the moment. Often I would say, "Sure, let's talk about it," but other times I would say, "No, I'm really not ready right now, but we can talk about it this evening or tomorrow morning." I didn't push him off, but I had the freedom to be honest about where I was emotionally and to find a better time to talk when I could be calm about whatever the topic was. That's when I discovered my part of the equation. I began listening, not from a place of defensiveness, but with more openness. To do that, I challenged the story in my head. You see, when Mike would butt in with his opinions and perspectives, the story in my head was that he thought I was a bad parent and my kid was out of control. It made me feel inadequate and like I needed to protect myself and protect my daughter. But I learned that when I challenged that story and replaced it with the truth that Mike really had good intentions towards my daughter and toward me, my ability to listen to his perspective really changed. Now, I didn't always agree with his perspective, but changing the story that I believed about his motives really allowed me to listen thoughtfully. And when Mike felt heard, it made a huge difference for him. And it was easier for us to really communicate. Building partnership when it comes to decision-making in a blended family is challenging. And it often starts with patience and openness. You can begin building that right now. So this week, here's your motto: ask permission and listen up. If you have something to share with your spouse that you know will be a tough perspective for them to hear, hold back just a bit and look for a time when the tension is low, and then ask permission to share before jumping right in. And if they're not ready to talk about it yet, give a little more space. And when you're on the receiving end and your spouse asks you to talk about something you know is going to be a difficult conversation, Examine the story in your head and see if there are any negative assumptions about your spouse's motives or intentions that you're holding on to. If there are, remind yourself that they probably want really good things for you, for your kids, and for your family. And maybe they simply have a different perspective on how to get there. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.